Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. I had to take a break, you know. I was doing shows promoting the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, the album. A bunch of songs, eight songs that I've co-written. Help be involved in, you know, when I write a song, I have to, in the recording studio, it takes a lot of preparation. You know, when I'm practicing, it's a totally different thing. Studio, you know, I'm involved. So it's another person that was involved. Each of the pop songs you'll like, if you haven't listened to the Dove Knight Matter Part 2, is there. It's there for you. Spotify, Deezer. It's there. Being an artist is so important to me. And it's so important part of who I am. You know, I love to sing. Oh, if singing in, you know, outside my home, you know, or that's totally different, you know. Sing really good or sing really poor, you know, that's just part of it. It's just jamming. It's not for people to hear, but for me to practice on my voice or my keyboard. It's part of who I am as an artist. I always been an artist, you know. What I like to do with my keyboard is make up new songs all the time. How would I describe it? Just what I hear from my head, and then I just play a keys, and they naturally come about a song. I was listening to, you know, I play every other day if I don't make no noise, or, you know, because I'm living in a building, I don't want my keyboard to be too loud. If I was, you know, it's a dream where I came to Hollywood to do. If I was doing it for a living, then I'd be playing it all the time. I'm sure it would sound better. But I don't, realistic, you know, I'm realistic. You know, I had to go, you know, I'm trying to be an educator and dreams of that, finishing my schooling. But still have that dream, because that's the first and foremost, that dream. I've written a song called I want my Hollywood dreams to come true. I hope to play a release it to you one day, whoever's listening to me. I don't know. I can't release it. I did put it on my publishing as a ASCAP BMI publisher. I had to, anything I write, I had to put it on there, the title, and, you know, when I practice, I make a lot of mistakes, and that's part of every great musician does. So I was listening to the tracks of what I made, and they don't sound very good, but because of the mistakes, you know, the way I went, because I'm a perfectionist, you know. But then I stopped being as perfectionist, just let me make a mistake and just move on, you know. I made the song a few weeks ago, I made it up, and I had to play it, you know, structure it in a way to make it sound okay. And it takes a while, you know, like the verse and the chorus or whatever it is, wherever it sounds on the keyboard, and vocally. Now, vocally is a mystique, you know, because I sang rock, and rock is about the delivery more than just how you sound to the guitar or something. but I sang pop. So I have a distinctive voice. So I listen to some of my songs, and I sound like I don't even want to sing, but I do it anyway because I love singing. So I sing my best, and then I'm, you know, real tired. But that's for the house. If I'm on stage, I do not want to sing like that. Corny studio. But the truth is, I haven't been on stage in quite a while, a long while. After several years of doing so many performances in front of people, you know, I have an idea of what it's like to be on stage after doing it so long, and I like to go back and do it. But in recording studio, it's, well, I want to sound good on record. And then it's like, with me, it's like, oh, do that sound good? You know, I listen to some of my songs, I'm like, I sound good, and the other songs are like, oh, I wish I would sound better. But that's the thing of being an artist, and do the best I can under the, you know, I'm not lucky. I didn't get to a major label. I didn't get that where I can have, you know, a ton of money to make a great record. I don't have a lot of producers or anything. If I was to get to that level or have someone sing my song, it would be great, you know. But it had to be good enough, you know. I was listening to, like, I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True. I changed the title, and then I changed the way I played, and then I messed up because I made the whole song up. That's how it led me to come up with ideas with songs and led to the recording studio and make become a part of the magic. And the reason why I bring this up is part of who I am, is what I want to do. Then sometimes, you know, as with the real life, realistic mechanicalism of being an artist, you know, I'm sitting in my house, you know, it's COVID-19. There's no clubs open. I'm getting older and older. Who's going to listen to me? So I have my songs out, so I am an indie artist, so that's a dream to put these songs out. But keyboard playing, I didn't play for a long time, so I lost the memory of playing keyboards, you know. I used to play a keyboard. I took some lessons, then I dropped out, and then I just didn't play for years. And then I, like, had to start all over again. So I was like, okay, I can play that key. I can remember that. I can hear that key. But regardless of that, it's great to make up songs because the melody is so important. But the words have to come because with the album, Death Might Matter, definitely involves the words, but definitely involved with everything else, too. I'm not just, you know, lyricist. But I had to give full credit to whoever else is involved, so it's two people. I'm always fair, and the reason why I bring all this up because it's part of being a leader. I was watching something about being a leader, and I was like, being a leader is living the life that you want, no matter what it is. In my opinion, as long as it's positive, you're not hurting yourself or someone else. And I'm just trying to live the life the way I want. So that's what I mean by being a leader. Not trying to infringe on anybody's space. And trying to create my own unique style. So when I make music and do all that, I try to do it in my own style. I have my influences, yeah, I listen, look at people, blah, blah. But I wanted to do it in my own way. That's what I call a leader. I've written for my master's degree, I had to write about what's the difference between a leader and a manager. I said it's pretty much similar. So the leader is one who envisions a way for himself and others. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but being a leader for me is just being your own self and respect for others. And for other people's dreams, and you go for your dreams, and do the best you can, because no one's perfect. And that's what I wanted to do. I'm an artist, but I'm also my intellectual side. I had that on since I was a kid, and I look at the triumph and tribulations that relate to each part of the struggle, and the lack of recognition, and then I had to recognize myself to continue to believe and continue to know that when I write those songs, I write them because I believe. Like this one, you know, I write those songs, you know, I had to sing it too. If the voice is gone, everything else goes. If the writing goes, well, it would be hard to sing. But this is what it is.
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then
that was a tragedy. It's not what I am. A tragedy is about struggles in school and being with people and stuff, and it's just having fun. You know, all the time. That includes music, you know. And yes, I need to improve my skills on keyboard, but I can write it and play it. I just haven't practiced, due to where I'm at. Recording studio, yes, I have to practice, you know. Because I'm making a melody for that song. It comes out of my head for a whole song. Then I have to worry about the lyrics later. And it's great to do that. That's who I am. I'm trying to lead myself so I can be who I need to be. Respect to others. Is it positive? Yeah. In my opinion, no one's a leader if they're negative. They can't be no leader. If you're trying to lead to hurt people or do something negative, that's not leading. Leading and change the world. Leaders change the world. And I was inspired by that because I saw somebody talk about it, online. And I'm like, you know, what I have to do with being a leader is just do what I want and don't do something that I'm not happy with. Some people I hear some people say I should be, you know, because of my attainment and education, I should be this. And like, but that's not what I really want. But I am going to take a risk. I have to sometime. I used to take lots of risks. I came out to L.A. for the dream to make it in music. And yes, I need to improve my keyboards because, yeah, take some risks. But then again, because of homelessness and because of troubles with residents and all kinds of things or whatever it was, I just didn't play. Then the keyboard was just sitting there, and I was scared to play it. One big reason was like, well, I'm getting older. Should I play, you know, or play, make a melody? Was it worth? And then if I denied myself what I really wanted to do, then I wouldn't be a good leader to myself. Good leader is to stand on my own two feet and do the best that I can. Being a good leader is just trying to be down to earth and not compare myself to others. Because I can't compare myself to others. There are lots of people who succeeded way more than I have way more money. I'm at the bottom of the pole. But I continue to dream, and that's why I continue to sing and write. To make myself that I can be the star of the show. But then again, I realize it's a struggle to do what I want to do. But then again, if I give up, my dreams will never come true. Then I realize I need to, it's not more, I don't want to be just a hobby. But I have to be realistic as I get older. I have to get back. After I talk to you, I'm going to get back to studying. But I really want to tell you, it's to believe in myself, which is true. And I'm going to appreciate what I have, even though I haven't. Because I only got one life to live, and that's what I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, they put me down all the time. I make up rhymes because I really want to shine. I do my best, and that is the truth. My name is Dove Knight. I'm a great person. And this is why I'm talking about this issue with you. And being a leader, just do the best you can. You don't need to be the star of the show, to be the king of England or the president. The most important leaders are at the bottom, you know. and just, you know, go for it. But whatever happens, make the best out of it and continue to believe that it can come true. Because if you don't give up, your dream will come sooner than later to you. But then again, if you realize what you're doing, it has to do with being happy. You can't make it if you're being negative to yourself. And that's why I'm talking about this with you as I'm talking about this to me. And then again, I need to realize I love to rhyme and sing. Yes, I'm telling it all to about the truth. And that's why I do believe. And that's why I made the album Dub Night Matter Part 2, the hits. Because the truth is, being an artist who's professional, but unfortunately starving, I'm still doing it all for you. And yes, it's going to be okay, because I got to continue to be Dub Night and you, because we are the one and only person to sing and shout. But then again, we got to come and do what we need to do for us, do our own thing, because everybody's unique from one another. It's time for people to be open-minded, because it's limited to be prejudiced against every other thing. So this is what I'm telling you. Go for your dreams, and you will be a good leader to yourself. Thy is true. And that is it for me. If you want to listen to more, I will be back sooner than you think. From Dub Night, the one and only. So go lead yourself, whatever you want. May it all come true. Because this is what I truly believe. I wish you all the best. I'm talking to me and you. May all your dreams come true like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good day. Good night. Good night.